Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Arts and Entertainment Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start. This podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Thursday evening, June 12th, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of arts and entertainment news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is
Discover the Heart and Soul of Cuba. Authentic Cuba Travel opens bookings for their three official Cuba tours to the Cuba's International Jazz Festival 2026. Authentic Cuba Travel is thrilled to announce their lineup of official Cuba tours for the International Jazz Festival of Cuba in 2026. Hosted by Grammy-winning artist Chucho Valdez, these tours offer music enthusiasts and cultural explorers the chance to immerse themselves in Cuba's enchanting atmosphere. With packages starting at $2,499, these tours have become a popular choice among travelers. The Havana Jazz Festival, known as Jazz Plaza, will celebrate its 41st anniversary in 2026, featuring over 100 international acts and renowned artists like Chucho Valdez and Gonzalo Rubalcaba. U.S. travelers can join these tours under a general license for support for the Cuban people. Authentic Cuba Travel ensures accommodations at hotels and casas particulares not owned by the Cuban government. Unlimited discounts are available, with opportunities to travel free by inviting friends and family. Customized itineraries, insider access, and VIP treatment at the festival make these tours a unique and unforgettable experience. Choose from 6-day Havana Jazz Festival Tour, 9-day Havana Jazz Festival Tour, or 8-day Santiago de Cuba Jazz Festival Tour. Don't miss this chance to be part of the International Jazz Festival of Cuba 2026 with Authentic Cuba Travel. Where the West Gets Wild, the Pink Piggy Saloon pop-up opens June 13. This summer, the Blind Pig Parlor Bar invites guests to saddle up to the bar for bold cocktails, playful pours, and some serious good eating. Cowgirl Glam meets Honky Tonk Mischief with the Pink Piggy Saloon, the latest pop-up experience. Opening Friday, June 13th, the bar will feature Southern-inspired bites, killer cocktails, and a whole lot of attitude. Whether guests are rolling in with their ride or dies or just looking for trouble, the Pink Piggy Saloon is where stories get started and sometimes don't end till sunrise. The menu includes a mix of Southern-inspired savory and sweet dishes, along with cowboy-crafted cocktails. The Wild West Watering Hole menu features shareable plates and indulgent desserts such as cowboy caviar, birria bites, showdown sliders, crispy Baja fish tacos, and fireside finish. Guests can wet their whistles from a Texas-sized beverage menu with cocktails, shots, wine, and beer, including dragonfruit mojito, Georgia peach mule, prickly pear old fashioned, Cantarito, Cafe Cerrito, and summer nights. Perfect for gatherings and special occasions, the Pink Piggy Saloon is available for private parties and events. The pop-up is open Wednesday through Sunday starting at 5 p.m., with reservations strongly recommended via OpenTable. Walk-ins are welcome on a first-come, first-served basis. The Pink Piggy Saloon is located at 128 East Andrews Docker NE in Atlanta.
Celebrate Father's Day with a kick at the Martial Arts History Museum. Celebrate Father's Day at the Martial Arts History Museum in Glendale, California. Kids bring their dads to explore the world of martial arts culture, from samurai armor to ninja legends. With a larger space, there's even more to enjoy this year. Dads get in free as a special thank you for their strength and wisdom. President Michael Matsuda says it's always a packed event with surprises for dads. Skip the crowded restaurants and give dad a unique experience surrounded by iconic legends and traditions. Celebrate the warrior in your life with a roundhouse kick of history at the museum, open from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Visit mammuseum.com for more details.
28 Liberty's Halo Venue hosts Dior Fashion Exhibit. Halo, the event venue at 28 Liberty Street, recently hosted a UBS House of Craft x Dior exhibition featuring the work of all seven of Dior's creative directors over eight decades. curated by Karine Reutfeld and photographed by Brigitte Niedermayer, the exhibition showcased each designer's unique perspectives and their impact on couture fashion.
Lions and tigers, models and horses. Oh My David Yarrow brings his signature art to the Avenue Sales Gallery. Internationally acclaimed photographer David Yarrow's iconic photography is now on display at the Avenue Sales Gallery in Naples, Florida. Five exclusive works, including The Rancher and 66 Degrees North, blend luxury real estate with fine art, creating an immersive experience for prospective buyers. Yarrow's ability to evoke emotion through his photography perfectly complements the Avenue's architectural vision, offering a lifestyle defined by beauty and inspiration. The gallery showcases bespoke residences priced from $3 million to $8 million, featuring world-class amenities and hotel-inspired services. Prospective buyers can explore the sales gallery by appointment only to experience the unique collaboration firsthand. Martial Arts History Museum celebrates official grand opening in Glendale. The Martial Arts History Museum in Glendale, California, celebrated its official grand opening with a vibrant ceremony, including a traditional Chinese lion dance and thrilling martial arts demonstrations. Founded by Michael Matsuda, a 60-year martial arts veteran, the museum stands as a living monument of culture and legacy, now in its 26th year. The event brought together martial arts stars like Cynthia Rothrock and city dignitaries, marking a significant moment in the global martial arts community. With new cultural exhibits and legendary uniforms on display, the museum is not just a space, it's a sanctuary of stories, spirit, and strength, officially open to inspire the next generation.
Sarnoff Media Co.'s Christina Sarnoff joins Minivella as shareholder and strategic partner to lead brand partnerships, productions, and distribution. Media executive Christina Sarnoff has joined Minivella as a shareholder and strategic partner, leading brand partnerships, productions, and distribution. With over two decades of experience, Sarnoff will help scale Minivella's storytelling vision across digital, CTV, and global streaming platforms. She will develop branded partnerships, sponsor integrations, and oversee production for innovative drama shorts. Sarnoff's role also includes packaging select shorts and original series for expansion into feature-length films and other formats. Minivella, a joint venture with actor Carlos Ponce and others, targets Latino Gen Z and millennial audiences with a range of drama shorts available on YouTube and social media. Through Brilla Media's Nuestro Media Network, brand sponsors can engage multicultural audiences efficiently across platforms.
A restored Revolution, 1971 Datsun 240Z Coupe highlights Z-Car history at DFW Car and Toy Museum. The 1971 Datsun 240Z Coupe, now part of the Ron Sturgeon Collection at the DFW Car and Toy Museum, is a symbol of Z-Car preservation and automotive history. Restored in 1992 by Z-Car Center, this iconic car played a key role in Nissan's vintage restoration program. With a 2.4-liter L24 inline-six engine delivering 151 horsepower, this Series 1 model features enhancements like a tubular exhaust header and electronic distributor conversion. Its unique features include distinctive vents, bumper guards, and factory instrumentation in the cabin. Visit the museum to experience over 200 classic vehicles and 3,000 vintage toys, all with free admission. Learn more about Ron Sturgeon, a dedicated car collector for over 30 years, and the DFW Car and Toy Museum at dfwcarandtoymuseum.com.
Award-winning documentary, Where the Horses Heal the Soul, screens in Austin June 16th to support equine-assisted services for veterans, kids, and adults facing physical and emotional challenges. Award-winning documentary, Where the Horses Heal the Soul, will be screening in Austin on June 16th to support equine-assisted services for veterans, kids, and adults facing physical and emotional challenges. Directed by Twila Labar, the film follows individuals at ROC, including military veterans with PTSD, a teenager with Down syndrome, and a woman with cerebral palsy. Through their bond with horses, they discover new strength and purpose. The documentary has received recognition at various film festivals, earning top honors in multiple categories. The screening event will take place at AFS Cinema on June 16th at 6:30 p.m., with proceeds benefiting ROC. Tickets can be purchased online. Presented by the Rotary Club of Austin University Area, this event promises to be a powerful showcase of healing through the connection between humans and horses. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Arts and Entertainment Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.